mother barely 20, out there on her own. A teenage boy in prison before he's even grown. The illness of a loved one, a widow no one calls. There is one solution, an answer for it all.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is hope, there is strength, and victory to claim. There is healing in His holy presence. There is
holy presence. There is power in His name.
A nation needing mercy, fighting for her life. A church that needs revival, a broken man and wife. Oh, but in the name of Jesus, chains of bondage fall. Prayers are heard and answered when God's children call.
Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is hope, there is strength, and victory to claim. Healing in His holy presence. There is power.
Read with us chapter 19 and verse number 1. Acts chapter 19 and verse number 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." And he said unto them, "Unto what then were ye baptized?" And they said, "Unto John's baptism." Then said Paul, "John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Hallelujah. What a great experience to be able to talk to people that never have heard about the Holy Ghost. Amen. Kind of reminds me of what Peter faced and was involved in when he was preaching to this Italian bunch over here in chapter 10. And he went to Cornelius' house. And, you know, Cornelius had a vision. And Peter had a vision. You've heard me say it. Their visions had a collision. And they got it together at Cornelius' house. And the Bible said that while Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost fell on all those that believe. And they that were of the circumcision were astonished, because the Holy Ghost had fell on them as on them at the beginning. And Peter, when he was telling the council at Jerusalem about it, he said, the Holy Ghost came on them as it did on us. You know, these are Gentile people. These disciples at Ephesus that Paul encountered, they were proselytes, Jewish proselytes. And, they, you know, so there's a little distinction there. But nevertheless, they experienced the same power of God that Peter, James, John, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and all these others had experienced on the day of Pentecost. And, you know, it might have been a little different, but the essential things were the same. Amen. That really mattered most was the same. Amen. And when I get to looking at this and seeing where that there is, you know, the similarities between what Peter got at Pentecost and what Paul got later on, and then what these Ephesian disciples and what the Italian band received at Cornelius' house, all of those similarities, you know, I get to looking around at some of our experiences. And I say, you know, I see the similarity here. We may not see eye to eye, but we're all looking in the same direction. Come on now. Amen. And you know, there's differences of opinion among us. There's differences of attitude, demeanors, dispositions among us. But still, when we come together in like precious faith and we just all get together, praise God, we can experience the same thing. Hallelujah. That some of you older folks experienced before I was born. Hallelujah. That's right. I've heard them talk about the great experiences of the past. You know, all of those good memories that they have. All of those things that happened way back when. You know, but don't worry too much, young folks, about folks saying, oh, when we had it 20 years ago. Because 20 years ago, they were folks that was talking about what happened 20 years before that. Amen. But I believe tonight that if we can all get together, then we can, every one of us, have a brand new experience in the old time way. There is a lot of talk in our society, in our world, a lot of religiosity, and a lot of things are being said about God doing a new thing. Amen. And I got to questioning, what is this new thing that God is doing? You see, I don't believe Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. And I agree with that. But really, if the Lord is doing a new thing, I believe he's doing it in the old time way. Come on now. Hallelujah. Oh yes, we have a generation gap. I was thinking a while back concerning different ones that we grew up with, and you know, there's some that we have lost that were my age, and some of them a little older, and there's some that we have lost. They've went their way for whatever reason. Some of you nodding your heads, you know, and I could call names here tonight of young men and women that were right here among us that grew up with us. We Kyle and I weren't the only ones that picked up Coke bottles for Brother Edison to redeem when we were boys. There was others here, but they're not among us tonight. Amen. And it seems like that really we might have lost a generation. Amen. And that generation gap, if we're not careful, will rob us of our Pentecostal bragging rights. Come on now. Amen. That comfort zone that we seem to have created in times of our spiritual prosperity, it has crippled the next generation after us. Amen. We have handicapped generations when we give them handouts. That goes for spiritual things and social economic things. Amen. You handicap a generation when you do that. Amen. We have handicapped some of our people. Amen. By handing things out. They have come to expect maximum blessing with minimum sacrifice. They are prone to complain and known to murmur. Amen. They have learned how to forfeit and not how to fight. Amen. They seem to take the path of least resistance. Oh, yes. And therefore, there's a generation gap. But I'd like to tell us tonight, if God is doing a new thing, amen, I know that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. And the New Testament talks about a new covenant, amen. I'd like to think tonight that there's a new generation of Pentecostals, amen, of holiness people, that we have learned from our own hunger and desire that God will pour out his Spirit upon all of those that believe. Hallelujah. I'm afraid that too many times our testimonies could sound like a fairy tale. Once upon a time, long, long ago, in a faraway place. Amen. Oh, yes. But the sad part about that kind of a testimony is when it ends, they don't all live happily ever after. Amen. But brother, I believe that if we're going to succeed in this generation and reaching this generation, then we've got to have something fresh. We've got to have something new. We've got to have something that is, if we could say, red hot for this generation to seek after and to find when they come to the house of God. Oh, help me tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Some have not made the connection. And I pray the Lord help us here. Amen. Some have not made the connection. It seems like that, you know, we were always talking about going back to this, going back to that. But I'm not living in a dream world tonight. I don't expect people to go back to things where they never been. Come on now. And we've got some young people even in this congregation tonight that have never been where some of you older folks have been. And so we can talk all we want to about, let's go back to this. Let's go back to that. Amen. Oh, come on now. And it seems like there's a gap between us. You'll follow what I'm saying, and I think you'll agree with me that if we have a revival that satisfies the elders, then our youth feel like they've been left out. Come on now. And if we have a revival that appeals to our youth, then our elders feel slighted. And so there must be somewhere, there's got to be an area of commonality where we can come together. Amen. Oh, yes. There's got to be a realization on both sides of this issue. Amen. Of modern day worship and modern day Pentecost. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Our elders must realize. Now listen to me and don't fall out with me too quick. But our elders must realize that times have changed. Cultures have changed. Issues have changed. Concerns have changed. And they must be met head on. Amen. But on the same note, our young people must realize that in all of this changing, God has not changed. Oh, yes, His Word has not changed. His power has not changed. And our answer to this world must remain the same. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we've got to find that commonality, that area where we can have one common goal and work together towards that, hand in hand, arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder. Brother, we can exclude this one and exclude that one. But I say let's bring our elders and our younger together and let's have a brand new experience in the old time way. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. In the book of Ezra, chapter 3, verse 12 and 13, the Bible says that many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers who were ancient men that had seen the first house, they had seen Solomon's temple. When the foundation of the new house, this house, was laid before their eyes, they wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. You see, that was an area of commonality, because there was a lot of those younger people that had been born in captivity. They'd never seen Solomon's temple. They wasn't there to behold the glory of God. Amen. Oh, yes. But all they'd heard about was how great it was. Come on now, church. Oh, yes, the trend of Pentecost is to constantly seem like look back to our glorious past. Isn't that right? I can tell you about some of those days. We sat in these hard bottom chairs around here
had to hunt a seat the year I got saved. I remember walking down this side of the tabernacle, looking in those windows that you could see in, then hunting a seat before I got to the front door because it was so packed out. Amen. You couldn't hardly find a chair to sit in. That's right. I remember those days. We remember those glory days, don't we? Amen. Of great revivals, of a great move of God. Well, you know, we can talk about the past all we want to. I remember reading where that in England, way back a century or two ago, when patriotism began to diminish, amen, there was a man by the name of Sir Walter Scott who was going to try to revive patriotism among his people. Tim, you've read it. Others have read the story. And he went to his desk and he began to write. Amen. He began to write books. Amen. And stories. And across the pages of his books, he paraded before the eyes and in the minds of the people of England their heroes, their kings, their princes. He reminded them of their glorious past. Oh, yes, I want to tell you, we need to be reminded of our glorious past. Yes, we do. But for one reason, and that is to revive our languishing present. Oh, yes, we got to make that contact. I don't know about the rest of you brothers, but I treasure an Elisha who will rise up off of his sick bed, put his hands on the hands of Joash, and say, "Son, let me show you how it's done." Woo! Hallelujah. Brother Junior Morgan said when he went to Pastor Mount Olive, scarcely more than a teenager, the first time, he told me how many funerals he preached that first year, Sister Donna, like to scared him to death. You know, down there, your community pastor, you know, involved in everything around there almost. Hallelujah. He said he went to preach a funeral, and I need to get him to tell me again so I can be sure I got it right. And he said, old brother Henry Conger, some of y'all remember old brother Henry Conger. He was riding with him to the funeral. And he said, "I told him, Brother Henry, I don't even know where to stand." He said, "When I got out of the car, Brother Henry said, 'Son, you see that pocket right there? So you just stay right close to that pocket.'" Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I treasure some of these elders that'll walk through our congregations. Come on here now. And they'll say, "Son, you see that pocket right there? You just walk right close to that pocket, and we'll show you how to worship God." I'm telling you, I hadn't wrote these folks off because they're gray-headed. Oh, yeah. That's right. I shouldn't have done it, and I shouldn't even tell y'all this. Because y'all get in trouble for texting in church, won't you? Huh? Woo! The other day at Riverside, we was there at homecoming, and I sat down across and ate lunch with Uncle JL, Brother Sellers. One and the same to me. He's really my second or third cousin, so we call him Uncle JL. I sat down and ate lunch with him. You know, we had a conversation there. And afternoon service, I sat right by him. And I got to listening to him worship God. Woo! I got to listening to him sing. And I got to feeling what I knew he was feeling. Phew. And I broke out my phone and hit it real well. And I sent Donnell a text. I said, "I'm a pretty good sized fella, but I'm sitting in the presence of giants today." You remember me telling you that? I said, "I'm sitting in the presence of giants today." Oh, yeah. I'm sitting in the presence of, you say, "Yeah, I'm taller than he is. And I weigh a whole lot more than he does. But he's a big man." Come on now. Oh, yeah. And you see, I'm not an old man. Kyle and Joey are older than I am. Praise God. I'll be the one to tell you that. Amen. But you see, I'm not an old man. I'll be 40 my next birthday. Hallelujah. I'm still a relatively young man. But I don't mind hooking up, amen, with some of these elders and just saying, "All right, I know your steps are not as swift and as sure as they used to be. And I know that I don't know the way like you know it. But I'll make the sure step if you'll lead the way. And we can have a brand new experience together. We can have a revival. I said together we can have a revival. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Amen. If we are to serve and we are to secure our future generation, amen, then we must somehow connect this languishing present, amen, to our glorious past. I'm telling you, it's a shame that we have people that come to the house of God and they leave the same way that they came. Amen. I'm not talking about sinners altogether as much as I am talking about holiness people. Sunday after Sunday, amen, going home feeling like you've been drained, feeling like you've been cheated. Come on now, church. Hallelujah. We pastored that little church at New Hope for a total of 12 and a half years. Those of you that's been there heard me tell about it. There's a boardwalk between the old sanctuary and the new one. Amen. When I went back there in 2001, I think they had 8 or 9, and 4 of them was mine, maybe 12 at the most. They'd shut the kids' Sunday school class down because no kids were coming. I had 2 children, so my kids were coming. Sister Annie reopened the Sunday school class. They had an adult class. She reopened it. Amen. And they started coming, different ones coming and coming back. They started bringing their grandchildren. And I watched them kids come in, learn to talk. Amen. Some of them learned to walk. Amen. Sister Annie do everything from clean their noses and everything else. Amen. To some of them that didn't have parents and grandparents that could and would. Amen. And she'd give them cookies and Kool-Aid and tell them about the Lord. And when they come out of that old double-wide sanctuary, they had major sugar rush. They sound like a herd of horses on that boardwalk with them hard-bottom Sunday shoes. Here they come. I'm telling you, and I'm looking across the congregation. I preached it to them a dozen times. I said, I'm looking across the congregation at sleepy-eyed parents. Sluggish-eyed parents. And I wanted to say, Sister Annie, bring some of that Kool-Aid over here. Let's give Mom and Daddy some. Woo! Come on here now. Oh, yes. You know, we ought to be able to take something. Our kids take stuff home from Sunday school. Finger puppets, you know, flannel graph pictures, puppets, amen, cutouts, paper cutouts, colored papers, you know, sugar rush, Kool-Aid mustaches. Take them home from Sunday school. Where'd you get that Kool-Aid mustache? Sister Annie gave it to me. Come on now, church. I don't want to lose y'all. Hallelujah. You know, and they take home the stories they tell them. His dad asked his kid, said, what'd you learn in Sunday school? He said, well, they told us that Moses was running from Pharaoh, and he come up to the Red Sea and said there wasn't nowhere for him to go. And so Moses threw out pontoon bridges, and the Israelites crossed over on pontoon bridges. And then Moses called in the kamikaze dive bombers and bombed Pharaoh and killed him. He said, you really didn't learn that in Sunday school. He said, no, but you won't ever believe what they told us did happen. Come on here now. You know. Yeah. We say, what are they taking home? Well, I'm going to tell you what. They take some stories home from church. I've named off several things, you know, finger puppets. They take all that home from church. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. But I'll tell you what I need to see happen in this generation is for Mom and Daddy to get stirred up. Oh, yeah. And it get like it was the other week when I was up at Jersey. I was telling you, I went up there, and on Sunday night, folks got to coming in the altar. I wasn't even done preaching. They got to coming in the altar. And I think it was Ben, Allgood, Jessica's husband, Brother Byron. Amen. I think it was their baby girl. We was a shouting around there and having good church. And your sister Julie was a dancing in the spirit. I said, dear Lord, I didn't know she had it in her. But it was coming out that night. Amen. I got to looking around. And I don't know how old that baby girl is. I guess it's their daughter. They were singing. And I looked over and this kid's probably this high. She can't be more than 3 or 4. And she's going. And I said, Brother Larry, look. You say, was it real? I don't care. Was it real? It really don't matter to me. She's doing what she saw. Somebody doing the house of God. Woo! I said, let her shout, bless God. Hallelujah. Maybe some of that energy will rub off on me after a while. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hey, man, I'd like to see mom and daddy take something home with them, wouldn't you? I'd like to see son and daughter take something home with them, wouldn't you? Hey, man, I'm sick of going away from church feeling like we've been drained. When our people lose their zeal, that songwriter said, I'm tired of feeling like I have been robbed. My Christian life is more than just a job. Come on now. Oh, yes, when I pray, let me feel that holy fire. Give me that old-fashioned Holy Ghost desire. God, give me a brand new experience. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. You see, what we do, whether we believe it and realize it, is contagious. Amen. And I think we need to have a rediscovery of some things. Oh, yes. Amen. I love to see young people experience things for the first time. I like to see folks that are not so young experience things for the first time. When they look at it and they say, I've seen a lot of things in my day, but I ain't never seen nothing like that before. Come on now. I've never seen it on this wise. We've seen some strange things. Hallelujah. I think we need to rediscover the power of prayer. We need to rediscover the power of Pentecost. We need to rediscover the phenomena of Pentecost. Come on now. We need to rediscover the power of faith. We need to rediscover the power of a holy life. Come on now. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. You say, rediscover. Is that something new? Well, not really, but really. It's new to them. Come on now. It's not like them tires that guy bought. I said, new tires? He said, no, yeah, they're brand used ones, he said. Hallelujah. They were new to him. Hallelujah. Well, I think that's what we ought to have. Something that's new to me. So, I know I've seen folks look down their nose at folks and say, well, he's doing that 30 years ago. But have you done it since? Oh, hallelujah. Y'all going to help me tonight, church? Praise God. I'm talking about a brand new experience in the old time way. Amen. You see, I like to see folks feel it when it surprises them. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. I don't remember what night it was. We've been in church every night so much, I forgot what night was what. But whatever night it was over at Temple the other night, and the Holy Ghost was a-moving, and he made the mistake. I should have went on and preached, and I'd have just pushed him. But he stuck the microphone in my face, and you know, I felt obligated at least to say amen, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, and kick my foot a time or two, you know. And so I tried that, and they weren't paying me no attention. They really wasn't. Hey, man, what they were seeing and doing will last a lifetime. They can't remember nothing I said that night. Hallelujah. They was a shouting and a carrying on, and I looked up, and lo and behold, I thought, oh, Matthew's got a message for his daddy. He's come and tell his daddy something. Come and ask his daddy, can he go to the bathroom? You know, I really thought something like that. And I don't want to embarrass him. I hope I'm not embarrassing y'all. If I am, he's my buddy. All right, I'll buy him ice cream or something, make up for it. But anyway, and then get one myself too. Praise God. But you see, I looked up, and Temple's nowhere near this big. And here come this little guy out. His face was red. His eyes was a-shining. Man, I could have lit up my neighborhood with a smile. And about 3 steps out in the aisle, I realized he didn't have to go to the bathroom. Come on now, church. I realize he weren't coming to tell his daddy how much the offering was. Come on now. But Brother Ed Arnold, he was feeling something. And I don't remember what he'd done. He made some kind of motion like that. I don't know what he'd done. You know, I everybody was so excited about seeing the Holy Ghost on him. And I could just see the reaction of the people. You know what I'm saying, Brother John? I could just watch the reaction of the people. And I could tell, he ain't never done that before. And so, Sister, a couple of nights there. Hey, man, you know what he done? That young boy come out. And I don't know how old Brother Gene is, but we got two generations there. And one generation come out and they made a connection with another generation. What did he do? He went up there and hugged his daddy. That's what he done. He done what he knew to do. Hallelujah. And I saw tears of joy. I felt the power of God. Come on now. And I said, we're making a connection here. We found some common ground. I feel the Holy Ghost. Woo! We found some common ground. And we're about to have a revival shakedown. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Let's make the connection, young folks. Let's make the connection, older folks. Let's make the connection, you that fall in between. I said, let's make the connection. And we can all have a revival, a brand new experience in the good old time way. Whew. Hallelujah. Oh, I got to hurry tonight. You see, there's something about experiencing it. You want to tell everybody about it. Amen. You want to share it. I've seen people that, you know, had grown old and, you know, age, weight, and mileage had slowed them down. They didn't get in quite like they used to. But I've seen the Spirit of the Lord come by and just move on them. And man, they'd stand up and testify. Whew. I'm thinking right now of Brother Thomas and Sister Polly Griner. Lord, and heaven knows. I grew up watching them shout. You that went to Trinity more than I did. But I saw them in district youth services. I've seen them at camp meeting. And Brother Tom's not doing so good, and Sister Polly's not either now. But they showed up the other night. And I was running late, Brother Buddy. I got caught up with somebody in the back talking and fellowshipping, and they were starting service before I could speak to them. And when I walked by them, I just looked at them, and they grinned, and I just waved like that and went on to my seat because Brother Kyle was starting the service. But when they stood to pray for me to come to the pulpit, I grabbed my Bible and shot over, and I said, I can't go to that pulpit without coming giving you a hug and telling you I'm glad to see y'all over here. And I grabbed her by the hand and held her hand, and I said, I am so thrilled to see y'all. I did. And y'all know Brother Thomas not doing too good. Sometimes he knows exactly what he's saying sometimes. But as I turned to walk away, I heard him say, get up there and preach, boy. That's exactly what he said. Get up there and preach, boy. Woo! Amen. Somewhere after a while, now he didn't get in. He's not physically able to get in much. He sits on his pew and watches. Amen. But somewhere after a while, I saw Sister Polly get up there amongst them dear sisters in that altar. And I saw the Holy Ghost on her. I thought, boy, that brings back memories. And then I saw her when the power of God began to shake her, and she began to talk in tongues. And then she got to dancing. And I said, oh, dear God, I ain't never seen that before. I've seen Sister Polly shout. Y'all seen her shout. But she got to dancing in the spirit. And I said, thank God. It's still real. It's still new. It's still fresh. I said, it's still new. No matter how old, how long you had it, it's still new. Hallelujah. It's still fresh. And it's still available. Come on now, church. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo, I got to hurry here tonight. Amen. You see, there's so many things that are working against us having this kind of a move of God. There's so many things, you know, the devil will jump right in on every situation he can. And the way I look at it, it doesn't matter if it's reclaiming victories that have been lost, if it's rebuilding the temple foundation, I say we need to find that area of commonality and let's build again the things the devil's destroyed. I say let's have, hey man, if we could say it like this, a new world revival in an old world setting. Hallelujah. Let's have a brand new experience in the old time way. Hallelujah. Hey man, let's get something refreshing in our hearts. Yes, as my pastor used to say, Brother Mark, when he was my pastor at Providence, he'd say, after we'd have one of them holy roller meetings, he'd get up and he'd say, well, this will make the old act young and the young act peculiar. Praise God. Well, I want to tell you, it still makes the old act young. Oh, come on now, church. And the young act peculiar. The old man's going to dream dreams. The young man's going to see visions. Where does that come from? It comes from the same source. Both of them come from the same source. And that source is what Joel prophesied when he said, in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh, old and young alike. Come on now, church. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, Peter and John and that 120 came out of that upper room into a world to fulfill the Acts 1 and 8 challenge. You shall be witnesses unto me with more dedication than a Muslim, more determination than Jehovah's Witness, more perseverance than a Mormon, more indoctrination than the Oneness, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and the power. Do you know why the product won't sell? A bad demonstration. Now think with me a minute. Let me think here. Let's just say, for example, I'm selling weight loss products. Don't you want to try our new innovative weight loss program? You know, you're thinking, no. Come on now, church. You say you want what Brother Jim's got. He heard that. He's probably laughing his head off out there right now. He might be over here in a minute trying to give us what he's got. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't need it, Donnell. Come on now. Hallelujah. But you know, think with me for a minute. I'm a bad demonstration, right? Don't be afraid to say amen. I'm not going to fall out with you. When I get to where I'm offended by my weight, I'll lose the stuff, all right? Come on here now. I make more fat jokes than any man I know in the pulpit. Yeah, I ain't going to go there. Come on here now, church. Amen. But you see, Paul said, I don't come with enticing words of men's wisdom, but I come with a demonstration of the Spirit and the power. Don't just tell them about it, but let them see what you have. Come on now. Hallelujah. You've heard Brother Leon Buzzard tell about working in that nursing home. And he said he was pastoring a holiness church and they couldn't support him. His words was, they couldn't support us. And then he hesitated, he said, or they didn't anyway. Hallelujah. He said, so I had to work a side job for a living. And he said, I was a jack of all trades at the local nursing home. And he said, there was an old man in that building named Mr. Bates. And said he wasn't big enough to be mean. He wouldn't have weighed 100 pounds soaking wet. But he said he had a terrible, terrible language. And there was another fella that worked at that nursing home that was from another holiness church in that area. And he was super strict and super flamboyant and super open and honest about every opinion he had concerning everybody else. And he was a janitor and he swept the floor singing all the time. And he would go in that room where Mr. Bates was at and he'd say, you old reprobate, you going to hell. And he said, Brother Leon said one day, Brother Leon said, I was down in the floor sitting at his feet, had his feet in my lap, trimming his toenails. All the things the holiness preachers have to go through. He said, I was cutting his toenails. And he said, here come this guy through the door sweeping. And they started. You old reprobate, you're going to hell. Back and forth. And finally, Mr. Bates said, I'll go to hell if I have to just get there to get away from you. He said he swept on out the door down the hall. Brother Leon said he's clipping them toenails. You heard Mr. Bates going. He said, I looked up, big old tears coming out of his eyes. And he said, you're Holiness, ain't you? Brother Leon said, yeah, Pastor's Free Holiness Church at such and such town. He said, I don't know the difference between what you got and what he has. I've never heard you preach, but I've sure heard him. And he said, if I ever get anything, I want what you got. I want what you got. I say, Lord, give it to me like that. Oh, God, give it to me like that. Give it to me, Lord. Amen. Give it to me, Lord. Oh, yes, I got to hurry here. Help me, God, to break the crust off of our traditions. Amen. Those traditions that have entombed us. Amen. To take the decay off of us from years of neglect. Break through those plastered walls where we have attempted to cover up our unconcern. Let's tear away the facelifts. Amen. That have been given by those who are attempting to dress up and to tone down the effects of holiness and Pentecost. Let's pull off the wet blanket that fell from the hands of those who, for whatever reason, boast of having learned better. Come on now. Sweep back the cobwebs. Shovel out the clutter from 1,000 broken hearts. Hearts that have come to our churches looking for help and not able to find it because the church was either unwilling or unable to do their God-given job. I'm telling you, we need to look beyond, amen, that doubt-obscured vision and catch a glimpse of the same glory that led Israel with a cloud by day and a fire by night. The same glory that filled Solomon's temple. The same glory that was round about the shepherds as they watched over their flock. The same glory that shone in the wise men's star. The same glory that came down on Christ. The same glory that fell at Pentecost. Oh, hallelujah. God, give it to me like that. Oh, God. You see, I can tell a lot of illustrations here tonight. But really, there's no illustration I could tell that would effectively demonstrate and illustrate this message any greater than the Holy Ghost falling in our midst. And I know the devil's already plying his trade here tonight. And he's saying, it sure is quiet. But I feel a greater presence here tonight. I feel like there's some connections about to be made. That's right. I feel like there's some connections about to be made. Because I feel like that there's some young folks that are hungering. Man, I went down to Mount Olive the other week just visiting on a Sunday night. And those back pews are vacant. Poof. Nobody there. You know where all them youngins is sitting? On the front. Come on now. I mean, they have saturated those back pews with their absence. They're gone. They're at the front. You know why? Because they're making a connection and looking for a brand new experience in the old time way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that's right. You know, I went to other churches here recently and preached and visited some of them, and I see different things happening, and I'm thinking, I believe there's a connection about to be made here. Come on now, church. I believe there's a connection about to be made. We're about to have a Holy Ghost revival. You say it's too quiet for that? You think that? Huh? A brand new experience. You say, brother, you talking about old time stuff. Well, I'm talking about something that's as fresh as today. The Holy Ghost is the latest thing out. It can never be upgraded because it's never been outdated. Come on now. It's not out of date. When I see the power of God move on Brother Ed Smith and I see the Holy Ghost shake Brother J.L. Sellers, and I see the power of God moving on Brother Buddy McGill, and I heard Brother Herschel over a while ago talking in tongues, the Holy Ghost on him while we was a praying. Amen. And I look around at some of these others, and I see Brother John back there. He's not as old as them. And I see him up saying amen, and I hear him preaching and preaching. Woo! Burning it down, brother. Amen. I look at some of these others that are younger than him and younger than me and younger than some of you. And I'm thinking to myself, we're making a connection here. And it's all coming from one source. Oh, God. It's all coming from an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I'm hunting a closing place here. There's one thing I remember. And I felt like the Lord has allowed me to remember it. You say, Brother Tony, as you get older, things will change. I know that. We know that. They change physically for us, spiritually for us. Mentally, emotionally, every part of our life takes a gradual turn as we grow older. But there's some things that should never change. And that one of those things is the power of God working in our life. I have never seen Brother Donnell Sellers act like he acted. Ever. That's no reflection. I've seen him shout. You ain't never seen him. You've been his pastor for 10 years. Not like that. I'm telling you, Brother J.L., I thought the man was going to fall in the floor and pass out. Holy Ghost all over him. Sister Lisa, I don't think I've ever seen her act that way. And Lord knows God moved on your wife, Brother Kyle, the first night of the meeting. And she just kept on saying, y'all won't never know what God's done here tonight. You won't never know. You won't never know what God's done. Come up here with me. Come up here with me. Several years ago, this brother coined a phrase to me. I heard him testify. And this is what he said. Let my end be like my beginning, because I know I started right. So I'm just going to get him to say it for you. And this is how I'm going to give this altar call. All right? As we stand all over this house, this is strange. Just stay with me. See what the Lord's going to do. I'm just going to let him say that a time or two. Just
say it. Let my end be like my beginning, because I know I started right. Let my end be like my beginning, because I know I started right. I'm still convinced the old-time way is still the only way to make it to heaven.
Do you know why this young man can say I started right? Because daddy's sitting over there and taught him right. There's a connection there. Come on now. And you know what I'm going to do tonight? I just really feel like doing this. And I prayed about what to do and asked God to direct me here. And I'm going to try my best to follow the Spirit. But I really feel like that in this congregation right here, there's some young people and some older people. That what you are to do right about now is you are to get in that aisle and throw your hands up and say, Lord, give it to me like that. Give it to me like that. Let me be the one to make the connection. You say, Brother Tony, I'm a little shy. Buddy McGill ain't shy. Come on here now. He's prayed a bunch of us through a bunch of times. He'll step out right now and he'll come this way. And he'll say, Brother Tony, I want to make a connection here. Come on here now. That's right. And I'm looking at Cleve Weeks back there, and he ain't shy. And he's going to come up here, and he's going to say, I want to make a connection here tonight. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. I'm thinking that Matthew ought to get a hold of Daddy tonight and say, let's make a connection, Daddy's grinning at me. Here comes Brother Joey and his two boys that, hey, man, have become such good friends of mine. And hey, man, they're going to make a connection tonight. I'm asking some of you tonight that are hesitant, why don't you come on and let's have a brand new experience in this old time way. Some of you young girls, don't be ashamed to get an older sister like Sister Margaret or Sister Betty Horn or some of these others by the hand and say, Sister, lay your hands on me. Tell me how it's done. Take me through. Show me the way. Some of you younger brothers, get a hold of some of these gray-headed men of age, like Brother Ed Smith and like Brother Charles Horn and like some of these other brothers, and let's have a revival, a brand new experience. Woo! A brand new experience. A brand new experience in the old time way. Oh, God, give it to me like that. Come on. Don't hesitate at the pew. Don't hesitate in the aisle. Oh, but let's have a revival. Let's have a revival. Let's have an outpouring. Let's have an outpouring. Woo! God, give us revival. Give us revival. God, give us revival. Woo! Come on, come on. Hallelujah. I want to make the connection. I want to make the connection. God, let the Holy Ghost move on these young men. Move on these young men. Make it real for them. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us. Give us your reviving. Give us your reviving. Give us your reviving. Oh, God, give us revival on a Saturday night. God, give us revival on a Saturday night. Let your power move among us. Oh, take us higher.